Maria asks, what is it like to have a mind of a psychopath? Are there really no feelings at all? Here is my response. Psychopaths definitely have feelings, very strong ones in fact. Their feelings are intense in the way in which a three-year-old's feelings are intense, but shallow, mercurial, confined to certain frequencies or bandwidths, strong but not rooted in depth of outlook. They lack principle, and they lack feelings of the principle-based variety. And this greatly impoverishes their emotional repertoire. It renders them unable to enjoy many forms of beauty or, correlatively, to be repulsed by many forms of ugliness, this being why they are curiously indifferent to artificial or crass surroundings. For example, neon lights, cheap decorations, generally tawdry or gauche surroundings. They live in a perpetual present, the reason being that living in a distant future is about having ideals, and psychopaths have no real ideals. They need praise and stimulation. They are not self-contained. They depend very much on external validations and external stimuli. They have to expend an enormous amount of energy keeping up appearances, trying to appear to have values and to have the sort of internal life that non-psychopaths have. They can feel pain and anger and sadistic gratification. But their emotional palette is very limited. They often exercise for hours and hours at a time, biking or doing triathlons or some such, simply so that they can feel something. They don't enjoy anything for its own sake, except conning people. Despite the movie-based myths to the contrary, psychopaths are actually very dependent on others, and they have very unstable and fragile personality. All of this said, there are some emotional factors working in their favor, mainly, that they have very childlike minds, and this gives them a freshness of outlook and, in some contexts, a fearlessness and vitality that comes with what Zen masters refer to as beginner's mind. This childlike, obliviousness-based energy is often mistaken for a high degree of intent that is rooted in depth of character, but in actuality it is rooted in superficiality of character and a consequently blinkered outlook. Nonetheless, it is to their credit, for lack of a better turn of phrase, that they have a childlike freshness and tend not to become beaten down and molded over with the bitterness and sourness that corrodes others. The ideal situation is to have the depth of the character of the non-psychopath and the vitality and freshness of the psychopath. And this can be achieved.